So we'll begin the sit tonight contemplating letting go, contemplating the intention of renunciation. So this, of course, isn't just about thinking about letting go or renunciation, but exploring directly this intention, the willingness of the mind to let go, the mind's tendency, in a way, watering the mind's tendency to put things down, to put down attachment, to put it aside. Picking it up as a theme, then you're more likely to recognize all of the ideas, all of the activities the mind gets established in. And then that, recognizing that, begs the question about the possibility of letting go, renunciation. The mind not being dependent on any particular idea or meaning or activity. Renouncing even the sense of being the doer, the one who's doing something. renouncing the idea and the activity of being a meditator. Putting down or renouncing the idea of any ideas of the past or the future. Renouncing any sense of trying to get something, being the one who wants something to happen, being the one who's going to get something from the meditation. So as a particular theme, we're watering the intention of renunciation or letting go. Watering it by remembering it or remembering to recognize it here in the mind or here in the heart. You probably catch the mind over and over getting established in some meaning, getting identified with some idea. And then notice that that also can be put down, let go of, renounced. In part of the practice or the reflection on renunciation includes loving kindness and compassion. So we're recognizing that the mind can put down ill will. It may pick it up over and over again, impatience or frustration or different kinds of reactivity, but the mind can put it down. This is the activity of goodwill, the willingness to renounce ill will, to put it down, to not get established in being the one who's frustrated, angry, upset, impatient. Just keep putting it down. Just keep coming back to this simple reflection, contemplation, contemplating the experience of renunciation, or you could say remembering the mind, the heart's capacity to put things down. To realize its independence, the mind not dependent on any activity or any idea, but also not afraid of ideas or activity. And to be patient as you notice the mind getting dependent on the idea of being a bad practitioner, being distracted. And then realize that that's just an identity that can be put down. Doesn't need to be held or clung to. again, see if it's possible to notice the relationship between renunciation, putting things down, and kindness and compassion. The more the mind contemplates renunciation, the less fear there is about getting caught up in drama. As soon as it's recognized, then contemplate this possibility of putting it down. The mind realizing its independence, its freedom from being dependent on that identity or that grasping, that attachment. Even seemingly simple ideas that might arise in the mind, like I'm just sitting here. Even these ideas, the identity with these ideas can be renounced. The mind actually doesn't need to be established in anything. Noticing the peace that arises when the mind is practicing the intention to let go, to renounce. It's peaceful to be putting things down. Noticing the change in relationship the heart has, the mind has with experience. So instead of sitting here in one way or another trying to have a good experience or get rid of a painful experience, with the intention of renunciation, the underlying view of our experiences, it's something to let go of. It's something for the mind to practice non-attachment with, not clinging to. That's the purpose of experience. To realize non-attachment, non-clinging. So no matter what thought or sensation, sight or whatever arises now, it is the experience to practice renunciation, the renunciation of attachment, identification, or any kind of dependency.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.